O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, we give thee thanks for this occasion, for everything that has been put into this hour in learning, in dedication, in sacrifice, and in devotion. And Father, we pray that thou will place an indelible experience within our lives, even tonight, that we shall long remember. We do thank thee for the opportunity to learn. And especially do we thank thee for those who have guided us in learning the truth, thy truth. We pray, our Father, that thou will equip us in mind and body and soul to meet what life has to offer, and that we may have a love in our hearts for mankind and for every person that will make us truly thy ministers. Let thy blessings be upon every part of this service and our graduation exercises, that it may be for thy glory and for our inspiration, through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Scripture lesson tonight, I read from 2 Timothy, beginning with verse 14 of the third chapter, continuing through verse 5 of the fourth chapter. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. I charge thee therefore before God, and before the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they shall heap to themselves teachers with itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Let us turn to God and pray. Our Father, we thank you for all that this night means to this seminary and to all of us as we gather here in thy sanctuary. Students and teachers, families and friends. We thank thee for the truth we have just heard and for the privilege of being ministers of that truth in this day and time. In an hour when there is so much of sin and corruption, of scandal and of evil, in high places and in low, we pray that we may stand fast and firm in the truth we know and for the best and the highest, as we know it in Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Savior and Lord. We pray that thou wilt bless us this night through thy Holy Spirit and through thy servant. May he be thy messenger to our minds and hearts, that we may go from this place inspired and better able to serve thee and the Lord Christ, his church, and his kingdom. We thank thee tonight for all that the past few years have brought, for all that we have learned and felt and seen and experienced in this place. Now grant that our lives may show forth thy praise and be worthy of the Lord whose name we bear. Bless especially, O Lord, those who go from this place in this hour to other fields of service. May they continue to study, to learn, to grow. And grant, O God, thy blessing on their ministry in whatever way thou shalt lead them. Grant that they may have joy in their ministry, fruits for their labors, strength for life's journey, deepening and increasing insight into thy truth, and the further realization of thy presence, that they may indeed fulfill their ministry through Jesus Christ, our living Lord. Amen.
We recognize Mr. Carl W. Cato, Jr., for presentation of gift to the seminary by the graduating class.
President Binkley, as this presentation is made, it is done so not merely as a gift from the senior class, but also as an expression of recognition and appreciation for the work of the Arts Committee of the Student Council during this past year. During this time, it has been instrumental in organizing and constructing a drama room here on campus, which has already made a significant contribution to the life of the seminary family. Therefore, on behalf of the senior class of 1973, it gives me a great deal of pleasure and honor to present to the seminary our class gift in the form of a check to be used as needed to furnish and equip the drama room that it might continue to be a source of inspiration and enrichment to the life of the school.
On behalf of the seminary, I accept this generous gift with gratitude and promise you that it will be used for the purpose for which it is designated. Each year, the Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary presents a few awards for distinguished work. I recognize at this time Dean Raymond Brian Brown, who will make these presentations on behalf of the faculty.
President Binkley. The S.L. Staley Church History Award is an annual award of a silver cup presented to the student who submits the best term paper in church history. Acting for the members of the faculty who have selected this recipient, it is my pleasure to present this award to Mr. Maurice Arthur Robinson. Would you please come forward? The R.T. Daniel Award in Old Testament is an annual award made to a student who has demonstrated exceptional ability and achievement in the study of Old Testament. Acting for the members of the faculty who have selected the recipient, it is my pleasure to present this award to Mr. Albert Michael Lisco II. The Nannie Bruce Nelson Award in New Testament is an annual award given to a graduating senior for excellence in the study of the New Testament. Acting for the members of the faculty who have selected the recipient, It is my pleasure to present this award to Mr. Kenneth Carl Altum, Jr. Francis Jackson Durham Hebrew Prize is an annual award given to a student who has shown proficiency in the mastery of the Hebrew language. Acting for the members of the faculty who have selected the recipient, it is my pleasure to present this award to Mr. Maurice Arthur Robinson. The American Bible Society Award is an annual award of a copy of the New Testament presented to a student who has demonstrated exceptional ability in the public reading of the scriptures. Acting for the members of the faculty who have selected the recipient, it is my pleasure to present this award to Mr. Billy Fenton Seat. The Broadman Press Award is a set of the Broadman Bible Commentary awarded to the candidate for the MDiv degree who has earned the highest academic average during his years of study for the degree. In behalf of the faculty, I am pleased to present a letter giving notice of this award to Mr. Kelly P. Howard.